Z89.3, Ajo's hit music station. Happy Sunday. Bo Johnson in with you for this evening. I'm here till 8 o'clock. Well, the heat is finally upon us here in the Sonoran Desert. When are we going to see those monsoons? Are they coming next week? Maybe. Fingers crossed. Hopefully. Tonight, I've got Philip Pinza and Nico Tucker are here from Little Books, Little Films. Say hi, guys.
How's it going? Good to be here, brother.
Hey, well, thank you for having me, man.
Yes, absolutely. So excited to have you guys here. We're going to chat with them coming up. Of course, Philip Penn's the director of the movie we had here, 85 to Ajo, and some big news about that coming up. Maybe some TV series news? That would be great to hear about. But anyway, that's going to be coming up with them. Right now, it is Small Town Big Radio. This is In Real Life, Tattoo on Z89.3. Small Town Big Radio, Z89.3. That's Dan and Shay. Also heard from Lady Gaga and Los Del Rio in there. Bo Johnson along with you. Thank you so much for hanging out with me this Sunday evening. Again, shout out and thank you to Philip Pinza and Nico Tucker for stopping by from Little Books, Little Films and giving us news on 85 to Ajo and what to expect from that. Coming up here at the top of the hour, it's Rock Therapy coming up. So if you want to stick around, listen to some great rock hits from the 80s. Love this lineup coming up at 8 o'clock. Again, thank you for having me along. I'll see you next week from 5 to 8 o'clock. Right now, this is Jennifer Lopez on my way on Z89.3. Ajo's hit music station, that is Mora 2010. Also heard from Sam Hunt and Harry Styles. More coming up from Katy Perry. Right now, we are sitting here with Philip Pinza and Nico Tucker from Little Books, Little Films. Of course, Philip was the director of the movie 85 to Ajo. And so that's an interesting story. I think a lot of people want to know about that. Philip was like, how did you find Ajo? Like, you've told me an interesting story when you were younger about your dad coming through.
Yes, that's correct. My dad was a trucker from New York, but he did a lot of work here on the West Coast. And we used to go to the market, the fish market. So he would pick up loads in Rocky Point, which was absolutely nothing when
right.
I was coming through.
Fishing village.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah. There was nothing, not even a road. It was all dirt, but I was coming through. I was about 9 or 10 years old. And whenever I came through Ajo, for me, it was just somewhat of an enchanting town, I guess, even as a little boy. So all I could think about was like cowboys and Indians, that type of deal, and this was a spot.
Yeah, we were the Wild West at one point, for sure.
Yes, and it was very busy.
It was. Yeah, it had its day, for sure.
Yes.
And then it was about 4 years ago, I think I got a phone call from this sweet, sweet little female voice saying, my name's Audrey, and we want to make a movie in your town. And I was, what?
Yes.
And then the rest is history, I guess.
It is history. We did want to do the film. It wasn't 85 to Ajo, it was another one that you obviously took us around, toured the whole nine yards. And big Hollywood didn't want to touch it. So 4 years later, after saving my pennies, and I said I'll finance the whole thing myself and selling my house. That's how we did the film.
That's how you did it. And it got done. And not only did you shoot it, you had the premiere here.
Yes, which is real short, Bo. After I did it, they viewed it. They wanted it in New York, California. And where else? There was another place. Oh, Chicago. Mm. At which we're going to do that, but we wanted to be done first in Ajo, just to give back for what they did, you know, for us. The whole town was very accommodating. Everyone from Ista, yourself, your family, as well as the town of Ajo. It was just great.
Yeah, and the turnout was great. So many people, two sold out
shows. Unbelievable.
Like the plaza hadn't seen anything like that. And I can't even tell you how long it's been since something like that.
So, seriously.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was. I think everybody really enjoyed themselves. It was a very exciting thing for Ajo. And you know, one of those things that happens that everybody will carry on forever in history and go back. You remember that time when they made a movie here?
Yes.
We went to the premiere.
Well, I can tell you, it was a collaboration of everyone. Mike from the gas station, Bud Kleinfeld, I believe
that's
his last
right.
name.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
Also, too, Mr. Walters, Louis Walters. Everybody really pitched in. Linda, too many of the names, so I'm not going to name. Let me just say the town of Ajo.
Yes. And when we'll talk about when we're going to be able to see this on a streaming platform later, and of course on there, you really took time and care to make sure that everybody got their special things that deserved it.
I try.
Credit. So, and Nico, I'm just wondering, you had never been here before, but all of a sudden you come down with Philip to come and do for this movie. What did you think of Ajo when you first pulled in town?
Oh man, it's been crazy. I came down and honestly, I didn't know we were gonna be in such like basically nowhere land, and I was expecting to see like some oil rigs or something, like maybe some tumbleweeds or something going on. Yeah. And I saw the mine, and it was, everything's been great, but it's just, this town has been so great and more, it's been like a humble place to be, and just having to be able to sit down, be quiet, and just listen to the wildlife around here. It's been wonderful.
That's awesome. Well, I'm glad you guys found it. I'm glad you guys love it. We're going to be talking to you guys a little bit more. Going to keep the music rolling right now. It is Billie Eilish, Everything I Wanted, on Z89.3. Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music Station. Bo Johnson along with you this Sunday evening. Just heard from Florida Georgia Line there with Nelly. Also heard from Justin Bieber and Ozuna. Still more cute music coming up towards the top of the hour. Still sitting in with Philip Pinza and Nico Tucker here from Little Books, Little Films, chatting about the movie 85 to Ajo that Philip shot here back at the first of the year. Had the premiere here May 1st. It was awesome. And now it looks like there's even bigger news coming from the movie that you made here. Tell us a little bit about what we can expect coming up with that.
Well, geez. A TV series.
Yeah.
So 7 episodes. We're shooting for 7 to 8 episodes. We're not quite sure on that, but definitely doing a TV series here. So I'm looking forward to that. I'll be here, spending a lot of time here in the summer. And just for the record, whether it's Ajo or Phoenix, I despise the extreme heat. I really do. But I've never looked forward to being in the heat because of this project.
That's right.
So again, Linda... working with Linda, and yeah. She extended her home to me, and I'm going to be there. I'll be writing, and I want to thank everybody for all of their thoughts and opinions, and I also want to thank them for giving me my space.
That's right, because when you're writing, you gotta have your time, and you came to Ajo to kind of get that solitude, right?
I did, as well as information, speaking to Chuck, your dad, Chuck Johnson.
Yeah.
A lot of the old-timers that's been here, I've been reaching out to them for past history, because I want to represent the town as authentic as possible, but at the same time, we will have dramatic licensing that I will use. But I want to represent the town and in a real way. And everything in Ajo hasn't been great or good. It's been normal, and I'm looking forward to presenting that on the big screen.
Yeah, me too. And I really appreciate all the time you've spent here, really interested in digging into the history here. I know you've spent some time up at the Historical Museum.
Oh, yes.
And you're doing some big things with them too, and we'll talk about that coming up as well. And of course, Nico, you were a star in this film, and so you're going to be back here again in the heat in Ajo shooting. I hope you're looking forward to that.
Oh, yes, it's going to be wonderful. I'm going to be drinking a lot of water, and for all the Ajoians that are here, just please do me a solid and actually provide Philip Pinza with water. He loves water.
No,
his favorite
don't.
Drink. Okay,
just I don't know if that's his favorite drink. But more with Philip and Nico coming up right now. This is Surfaces, I Can't Help But Feel on Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music Station. Sophie Tucker right there. More music coming up from Overy on the Drums, All Time Low, and Connor Maynard. Bo Johnson along with you, along with
Philip Pinza
and
Nico Tucker
from Little Books, Little Films, chatting about 85 to Ajo and bringing some Hollywood to little old Ajo. So stick around, more with them coming up. Right now, this is Gautier, Somebody I Used to Love, on Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music Station. Bo Johnson along with you. That was Kanye Garcia with Muero. Also heard from Myron Taylor and Connor Maynard. Still more music coming up from Jay Sean. And right now we are here with Philip Pinza, Nico Tucker from Little Books, Little Films. Of course, Nico was one of the stars of 85 to Ajo, and so was Philip, along with being writer, director, producer, and just about everything else under the sun there to make that happen. And we were talking a little bit before about how you've been here writing and digging into the Ajo history, and how you've been up at the museum, the Ajo Historical Museum, which is up next to the mine pit. And you've got to talk to some of the guys, Louis Walters. I know you've spent quite a bit of time talking to him up there.
Yes, I did.
And he's been a great historian for you.
Unbelievable, Bo. I went up there just to take a peek, and I think I ended up spending like maybe about 3 hours up there. And I loved every minute of it. He's so informative when it comes to history. And I was not really a great student in my youth, but something I was great at, and that was history. So we kind of clicked right there. He told me so much. It was incredible. So between Louis Walters telling me about the museum, and then also too about the roof, right there we had a connection, because my mother is a pastor.
That's right.
She helps the homeless, and I help out financially. And I told him, I told him right there, Mr. Waltz, let me help. I'll see what I can do. So since then, between yourself, Bo, as well as my mother, Nico, everybody aboard, I asked everyone to chip in. And thus far, they have. And I still want more because I want to get that roof done.
That's right. So that was one thing. One of the things you learned that you weren't expecting to learn was that this great historical building's roof was on its last legs. And that's what's going on up there. We've got a mark of about $50,000 we're trying to raise for that roof fund. And what you've done, Philip, from having the movie here at the same time, during the premiere even, you donated some of the sales of the books from the merchandise. And even now, we have some great merchandise. What did you leave us here in the chamber?
I left some books from the actual film. It's some photos. So.
Commemorative photo books.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, I left that as well as some hats.
Yeah, great embroidered hats that say Aho on them. Everybody loves a hat that says Aho.
85 to Aho, baby. That's right. I did want to also, too, I wanted to thank your dad, Bo. I don't know if you noticed or not, but I've been spending some time with your dad.
I've noticed.
I go over there, and we talk about Aho, the mine, and how they worked 26 days on, 2 days 20, off.
26 and 2, that's right.
He told me about that. He told me about the tortilla flats. He spoke a little bit about everything when it comes to Aho, so I spent time with him. And also, Harry Dingman, he's another old-timer from town here.
That's right.
He's given me a lot of feedback on the history of it. So I would like to give your dad, Chuck, as well as Harry, a big shout-out. Because
absolutely.
People like that. That help, you know, someone like me not knowing, make a better story.
Yeah, and we just need those stories to continue in Aho regardless. So I'm glad that you got in with a couple of good guys with some good stories. And I think most of everything they've told you is the truth. I think.
Most of it.
Most of it. Maybe. Well, that's all exciting stuff, Philip, and we really appreciate that. And like we said, the merchandise that Philip did leave here for us, it's at the Chamber of Commerce gift shop, which is in the train depot in the downtown plaza, and 100% of the sales from that merchandise does go to the roof fund. So make sure to stop by. It's a great way to support that. We're going to be talking with Philip and Nico a little bit more right now. It's Harry Styles, As It Was, on Z89.3. Small Town Big Radio. That's Miranda Lambert. Also heard from Alexa and Shakira in there. Bo Johnson along with you. More music coming up towards the top of the hour. And still got Philip and Nico here from Little Books, Little Films. Been talking about the movie 85 to Aho. Philip's been here writing, enjoying his solitude, being able to get some writing done. And it's great. Aho's really quiet right now. So that's a good thing.
I'm loving it.
Yeah. But, you know, this isn't the first time, first rodeo for Philip here. Philip's got quite a few movies under his belt with your company, Little Books, Little Films. Tell us where we can see some of your other films and about your website and where we can find more information about your company.
Well, you can see it. You can go to lblf.net. And I don't know how, it's a lot of movies, but I want to say this to my fellow fans here in Aho. Don't judge me on my films. Because a couple of my first films, I look at them now and I'm like, what the heck was I thinking? But it is a process. You kind of learn as you go. And Bo, I think you know a little bit about this.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've seen you in quite a few movies.
Yeah.
And
not all that I'm proud of either.
And your videos, music videos with someone like the great Brian McKnight. I was impressed with that.
But that busted out the other night. Yes.
Yes.
Bo was in a Brian McKnight video in his 20s. I don't know how that happened, but it did.
But I did want to let you guys know you can go and support me by watching my films. You don't need to have a platform. You can go straight on Tubi TV, which is free.
Right.
Tubi TV, you can just go in
and
as
most
a
people
guest.
Don't even know what Tubi is. It's usually on your streaming app. So if you go your menu of your streaming device, you'll probably see that you have Tubi there.
Yeah, and if you don't, there's always YouTube, but you can go there. It's absolutely free. It doesn't cost you a dime. But I didn't tell you this, Bo. I was speaking with, you know, Audrey as well as Cindy. We're doing for the summer, I get paid every quarter. Like from streaming. So what I'm going to do is half my proceeds that I get, I'm donating to the roof just so we can pick up the pace a little bit.
Wow.
And something else, Bo, I would like your help with incorporating the natives into the series. If you could help
We're doing
me with that,
that for sure. That's such a huge part of Aho in our history and this entire community's history. So I'm excited to see, and I think everybody's excited to hear that more of the Aho history is going to be involved going forward. In the making of this series.
Can I give them a little sneak peek? Is that okay?
Well, if you want to, go ahead.
Yes. Nico, who starred in the film.
That's right. Nico's right here.
Right. We're going to have him in school, but he's going to have a girlfriend, and I want her to be native. because I'd like to incorporate them into the
sure.
the program. So that
so
is
we're putting out a casting call here?
Yes, casting right. call. Yes, we are for Native, and she could be anywhere between the age of 16 to like 30. I saw a lot of the Natives here. Even the 30-year-old Natives look like they're 15 or 20 years old, so it will work. So yeah. that's what I would like to do as well.
That's exciting. All right. Well, we're going to be having more information about that, obviously. That will be coming out from Little Books, Little Films. And look for that information about that casting call when he is actually ready to meet some of you guys that were interested in doing that. We'll obviously have that in our local newspaper and all of our socials when that comes around.
Correct.
So I just want to thank you so much for coming in and hanging out with me for a couple of hours tonight, guys. I know you just came back from a little excursion to Rocky Point, probably yes. a little worn out.
Yes, a little bit. Yes.
Well, I'm glad you made it over the border because you started earlier today. So there's, you know, the backup right now. Hopefully everybody gets through by the top of the hour here. Anyway, I just want to thank you guys. I know you're going to be back around to Ajo, so we'll probably have you guys back in again next time around.
Love to.
Well, great. Well, thanks for being here, guys. Really appreciate it. Give a shout out to, of course, Audrey Beth, Cindy Snyder, everybody that's involved with Little Books, Little Films that is allowing Philip to be down here in a way, which I'm sure they're missing you so bad.
Oh, no. Yes. The director. No one misses the director.
they're having their own vacation right now.
Yes, they are. Yes. Well, thank you, Bo. It's been great and a blessing.
Well, thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Really, really appreciate it. Can't wait to have you in next time. We're going to head toward the top of the hour right now. This is Juice WRLD with Cigarettes on Z89.3. La Caliente, Z89.3. Lauren Spencer right there. Bo Johnson along with you for the Sunday evening, broadcasting from the heart of the Ajo Plaza. Hey, don't forget this Wednesday the 15th is the June Business and Network Meeting. This month it's being hosted by the Ajo Copper News at 6 p.m. on Wednesday. Make sure to stop by and say hello to everyone, including Stet the Cat. And a big shout out and thank you to Crystal Franco and the Ajo Business Support Center for organizing these awesome monthly mixers. Also, Nina's Taqueria is going to be there. So you've got to stop by, right? Hope to see you all there. Right now, it's Jeremiah on Z89.3. Z89.3, Ajo's hit music station. Alexander James Rodriguez right there. Also heard from Tommy Torres and Gabby Barrett. Coming up, Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. I've always wanted to say that on the radio. And more music, too, throughout the hour. Bo Johnson along with you. Just a reminder, the Ajo 4th of July celebration is coming up very, very, very quick. And, you know, we fund that all of ourselves here in town. We have some help from Desert Diamond Casino, which is awesome, and the Ajo store. But all of our community donations really help to round that off. So make sure, if you want to participate in donating to the Ajo 4th of July, stop by the Ajo Chamber of Commerce in the plaza, or you can stop by our website, which is ajochamber.com, for more information. And you can also just mail it to us if you'd like to. Send us a check, 1 West Plaza Street, Ajo, Arizona, 85321. Right now, it is Miley Cyrus, Wrecking Ball on Z89.3. Small Town Big Radio, Z89.3. That's Dan and Shay. Also heard from Lady Gaga and Los Del Rio in there. Bo Johnson along with you. Thank you so much for hanging out with me this Sunday evening. Again, shout out and thank you to Philip Penza and Nico Tucker for stopping by from Little Books, Little Films and giving us news on 85 to Ajo and what to expect from that. Coming up here at the top of the hour, it's Rock Therapy coming up. So if you want to stick around, listen to some great rock hits from the 80s. Love this lineup coming up at 8 o'clock. Again, thank you for having me along. I'll see you next week from 5 to 8 o'clock. Right now, this is Jennifer Lopez on My Way on Z89.3.